It's Monday, April 1st, 2019. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Will you be happy? Really?
I have no right to be unhappy, which is almost the same.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
We'll be right back.
What a nice beginning to this here episode of the show. New music from the one and only Tame Impala from Perth, Australia. That's the song Patience, new single they just released recently. And I'm presuming they're going to have an album out sometime in the near future or something. I'm very excited about that because Tame Impala, they've released three albums in the past and all three have been awesome. So very excited. Love me some Tame Impala. Okay, up next, another thing I like a lot, Frankie Kosmos from right here in New York City. She's doing the thing that all the bands seem to do these days. They're like adapting to this modern world of streaming services and whatever. So instead of just like releasing an album, they like make an album and then they release it two songs at a time for like a few months. and that seems to be what Frankie Kosmos is doing, which is fine, but it does make it hard for me to know when to put songs on. Like, I really like these two songs, so I'm putting them on. But, like, what if I like the next two songs even more, and then it's like, well, should I put them on again? I just put Frankie Kosmos on it, whatever. These two songs, though, they're called February and In the World, and they're both great. Haunted Items number 2. The first release was Haunted Items number 1. I'm assuming the album is called Haunted Items, and eventually we're going to get all of them. But anyway, for now, we've got February and In the World, and they're both great. They're a little bit, like, smaller songs. You know, A, they're short, and then B, they're not, like, really fleshed out with, like, all the instrumentation and whatnot of a normal, fully formed kind of song. They're kind of, like, delicate, quieter, gentler piano-based songs. I love them, though. I really like them a lot. The melodies are perfect in both these songs once they get to the chorus and whatnot. So check them out right now. Frankie Kosmos with February and In the World from Haunted Items number 2. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
It was February. It was June. It was August. With you, I do marry you. I did, but I was just a kid. I want or won't tell anybody what you told when you sat next to me. Nothing new, a hug and a drink from you. Then you flew, fountain of youth and a cup of milk. The pages of my book, February. Another risk you took. February, there was nothing near me. I couldn't see, I was watching drunkly. And a cup of milk.
I'm the sort of author who travels a lot, 100 or so cities a year. I read out loud and then I sign books for 3, 4, 5 hours a night. So I meet a lot of people. Most of them I forget, but every so often, someone will stick. We've met before, I say. It makes people feel good to be remembered. I like to make people feel good, so often, while signing books, I look up asking, "Haven't we met?" I get a lot of repeat business, so half the time the person on the other side of the signing table will say, "Wow, you have a good memory. It was last fall in Boston." Of course, I'm wrong just as often as I'm right. A young Korean-American woman came through the line a few years ago. "We've met before, haven't we?" I asked. And she said, "Right, because all us Asians look alike." If I could do it over again, I'd say, "Wait, aren't you Akira Kurosawa? And you were in those Margaret Cho comedy specials and that Amy Tan movie you starred in and wrote, because you're somehow Ming-Na Wen and Amy Tan." That young woman at the book signing, though, give me a break. Similarly, I was recently with a friend of mine who was a bit fragile. We were on a dark terrace looking at the stars when a young woman approached to say she liked my books. "How nice of you to tell me that," I said. She was a college student and reminded me that I'd once met her sister, who had since gone back to India to visit their grandparents. My friend, who was standing awkwardly beside me, then entered the conversation saying, "I think I waited on you once at the UPS store I work at." The young woman's voice turned stony. "No," she said, "I'm afraid that was some other brown person." Or some other rude person, I thought, cringing on behalf of my friend. Because not everything is a microaggression. Sometimes people make mistakes, and the big thing to do, especially when they're obviously fragile, is to say, "I get drunk and do a lot of blackout shipping, so maybe that was me," or something, just to get through it. My boyfriend and I live in England, and whenever we walk into an antique store together, the owner will ask, without fail, "So, are you two dealers?" "No," I say, "just homosexuals." They must think, just like I did when I was chided by that young Asian-American woman and my friend had her head taken off on the dark terrace, "Geez, can't a person say anything anymore?" So I've made up my mind to retire my snide little "just homosexuals" response and say instead, "I can't believe you don't know who I am."
Thank you. I'm a rolling tambourine, always the one that got away. I'm tired of that dream, I keep moving every day. When you came into the room and you start to play, back at the box with all of my records and all of the seats.
That was two songs by Kelly Stoltz from San Francisco, California. And Kelly Stoltz has been making music for a while. And since it's April Fool's Day, I should have put on his song Prank Calls. It's kind of my favorite song of his off that record from back in the day. But he's got a newer release, which we just heard two songs from. The album is called Natural Causes. We heard the title track first, Natural Causes. And then we heard A Rolling Tambourine. Both great songs. And Kelly Stoltz is fascinating to listen to. The songs just are all over the place in terms of what they sound like. You know, like sometimes, like that first song, Natural Causes, is kind of an Echo and the Bunnymen vibe. Sometimes it kind of sounds like the Beatles, or there's a lot of Pavement in some of these songs. Neither of the ones I played particularly sound like Pavement, but some of them do. So yeah, check that out. If you like those two songs, you'll probably like the whole Natural Causes record. It's pretty good. So well done, Kelly Stoltz. Okay, up next, from the UK, Nottingham, to be precise, The Sound Carriers. That's the name of the band. We're going to hear two songs from their album Harmonium, which actually came out quite a while ago. I didn't realize that until I was prepping for the show and I already decided to put them on, but whatever. I just learned of them more recently. That's what you get with Spotify's Discover Weekly. They're like, here's stuff you'll like, and you're like, I do like that, and then you think it's new, and then you realize, no, it's actually like pretty old. And you just missed it the first time around, which that's fine. That happens to everybody, including me. So, Sound Carriers. What am I talking about? That's the band, Sound Carriers. We're going to hear Time Will Come and Let It Ride from Harmonium. And these have this great Stereo Lab vibe going on, which I super dig. At times, they also kind of sound like Bon Sebastian. So, pretty good music right now from Sound Carriers. You're going to like this. Time Will Come and Let It Ride. Where else? But right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you.
That was two songs in a row by Anemone from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. I think I've played Anemone on the show once before. I can't remember. Maybe I haven't played them. It's possible. I think I did, though. Pretty sure I played them at some point. Anyway, very good. They got this new record. It's called Beat My Distance. And we heard two songs. We heard On Your Own and Sunshine, Back to the Start. I really like those two tracks. The album as a whole, all pretty good. It was sort of hard to choose which two songs to play because it's chock full of good ones. So if you like those two tracks, I think you're going to dig it. Check out Anemone wherever you listen to music besides this show. Okay, finishing up this year's episode of the show, Mondo Cosmo. That's the name of the band from Los Angeles, California. We're going to hear the title track from his album, Plastic Soul, and it is such a good song. I haven't really listened to the album much, but I've listened to this song a whole bunch of times over and over again. Maybe I'll go back and listen to the whole album. I don't know. But for now, I'm just going to say this song is solid. So let's go with that. Mondo Cosmo finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head with Plastic Soul right now.
Fighting in the warm, back in
that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Waltz in Orbit and Time Beat, both by Ray Cathode. I also talked over Segway by Anemone. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, where you can also find links to where you can follow me on social media. Oh, there's also playlists in Spotify, where you can listen to all the songs I play on the show that are in Spotify without having to listen to me talk. Look for season 16. That is this season of The Sounds of My Head to find the songs I play. And we'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Mr. Lewis? Mr. Randall? Mr. Phillips? Hello?